Chapter 7. A Sudden Love. Orlando was feeling better after taking some rest. He was now enjoying talking to the brother he had not seen for so long. However, his brother had a great surprise for him. Oliver was in love with Aliena. Is it possible that you love her after such a short time? Can you fall in love just by seeing her? Orlando asked his brother. But Orlando was no stranger to love at first sight. As we know, he fell in love with Rosalind the very instant he saw her. I love her. I want to marry her. If you agree to our marriage, I will give you our father's house and land, and I will live with her here as a shepherd, said Oliver excitedly. If that will make you happy, I most certainly agree. Let your wedding be tomorrow. I will invite the Duke and his friends. You'd better go talk to Aliena. Off you go. And here comes my Rosalind, replied Orlando, running off to meet the disguised Rosalind. Rosalind felt sorry for Orlando with his wounded arm, but he said he was fine. They talked about the recent surprising events. Can you believe my sister and your brother will marry tomorrow? Asked Rosalind. I know. It is very surprising news. But it is so difficult to look at happiness through another man's eyes. I am happy for my brother to marry the woman he loves, really I am. But my heart is sad because I cannot have the one I love, said Orlando. Rosalind understood how Orlando felt. She was tired of hiding who she really was from this man. She tried to think of a way of letting him know who she really was. Can't I be your Rosalind tomorrow? She asked. I'm tired of talking to a pretend Rosalind. I want to be with the real Rosalind, he said. Rosalind decided that it was time to take action. She still did not reveal herself to Orlando, but she now had an idea. You know, I have known a magician since I was a young child. He is my uncle. I have gained some powers from him. Nothing bad, of course, but I can do certain things. If you really love Rosalind, when your brother marries Aliena tomorrow, you will marry Rosalind. I have the power to make her appear, she said. Orlando looked at her as though she had gone mad. She was saying very strange things. You can do magic? He asked. I most certainly can. Be sure to wear your best clothes and tell your friends that you will be marrying Rosalind tomorrow, said Rosalind. At that moment, Phoebe and Silvius appeared, so Rosalind said no more. Phoebe was, as usual, in a bad mood. Why did you tell Silvius what I wrote in my letter, Ganymede? Phoebe asked. That was an unkind thing to do. I don't care. This man loves you. Why can't you love him? Asked Rosalind. But I am in love with you, Ganymede, said Phoebe. And I love Rosalind, said Orlando. I love no woman, said Rosalind truthfully. Silvius, who was always full of romantic ideas, added his own thoughts. True love is to serve the one you adore. I would gladly live my life serving Phoebe. And I would serve Ganymede, said Phoebe. And I would serve Rosalind, said Orlando. Rosalind was starting to get annoyed. Everyone was declaring their various loves, and she was fed up with hearing about this. Oh, that's enough from all of you. Silvius, I will help you if I can. Phoebe, I would love you if I could. If I ever marry a woman, it will be you. Both of you come and meet me together tomorrow, said Rosalind. Everyone listened carefully. Orlando, you shall be married tomorrow. Silvius, you too will be married. You must all meet me tomorrow for this to work, she concluded. Everyone agreed to be there the following day, although none of them were quite sure what would actually happen. The Forest of Arden seemed to make people fall in love. While Rosalind was busy trying to organize all these young lovers, Touchstone was walking in the forest with Audrey, his own love. They were discussing their delayed wedding. Touchstone was sure they had done the right thing. However, Audrey thought they could have ignored Jacques and gotten married. The timing just wasn't right. We shall find a time, Audrey, said Touchstone, trying to soothe her. But I think the priest was good enough, replied Audrey. Oh, no, he was thoroughly bad. But I want to talk about something else. I hear there is a youth living here in the forest who claims to love you, said Touchstone, a little jealously. Yes, I know, but I have no interest in him. He's just a boy, said Audrey. In fact, look, here he comes right now. The man's name was William. He was a simple country boy who had seen Audrey out watching her goats. He thought she was beautiful and adored her from afar. He had not known she was promised to another man. Good evening, Audrey, said William as he approached. Good evening, sir. Audrey and Touchstone wished William a good evening. Then jealousy took hold of Touchstone. He wanted to teach William not to look at another man's love. He asked the young man his age and name. The young man replied that he was 25 and that his name was William. Next, Touchstone asked him if he was a wise man. William replied that he believed he was wise. To this, Touchstone replied, "They say a fool thinks he is wise, but a wise man knows himself to be a fool." Then he suddenly asked William if he loved Audrey, to which William replied that he did. Touchstone was shocked the young man would admit such a thing. "Are you an educated man?" asked Touchstone next. "No, I cannot say I am," said William, puzzled by all these questions. "Well, let me teach you something. I am the man that will marry this woman. She is mine. You must take yourself far away from her," said Touchstone firmly. He added various threats to make sure the young man knew he was serious. William was clearly wise indeed. He understood the meaning of Touchstone's words and ran off as quickly as he could.